Disability Rights is a 2-minute brief on the who, what, where, when, and how of advocating for your rights. Brought to you by Disability Link, a grassroots nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide individuals with disabilities information and support about their rights and resources.
For Georgia Radio Reading Service, this is Linda Pogue sitting in for Robin Beattie. The institutional bias, heavily borrowed from The Price of Neglect from August 2008 by Pat Puckett, Executive Director of the Statewide Independent Living Council. People with disabilities is the nation's largest minority group. 1 in 5 Americans has a disability. That is over 50 million people having some type of disability as an occurrence of birth, injury or longevity. About 3% or 230,000 Georgians living in the community aged 5 and over have difficulty performing one or more self-care activities that could be dressing, bathing or getting around inside the house. The data shows that the informal network, that is family and friends, are the mega provider for almost 190,000 non-institutionalized Georgians who need assistance with one or more activities of daily living. When the informal network of support falls apart and finances are depleted, people with self-care disabilities have two choices: institutional or home and community-based services. Federal and state policies make the institutional option readily available and the community option nearly impossible. To work with other advocates to address this institutional bias, contact your local Center for Independent Living, join ADAPT, work for the Unlock the Waiting List campaign. Filling in for this episode of Disability Rights, I'm Linda Pogue.